You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. On Monday, the Idaho Legislature's Budget Committee approved a $1.9 million spending framework for our state's public schools. This is a little more than a 6% increase over last year. The seven budget bills now head to the House and Senate floors for a vote. Joining me live on the phone from the State House is Idaho Ed News reporter Kevin Richert. Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Hi, Gemma. How are you doing?
I'm good. Staying out of the snow, so that's a good thing.
Oh, it's beautiful out there.
It is. It is.
It looks very pretty.
It's very pretty.
So you don't have to drive.
I know, right? Let's start with the fact that this was an increase over last year, but it still fell short of what was being asked for, correct?
It fell well short of Superintendent Ibarra's initial budget request. But, in the context of it, you're looking at a $110 million increase in K-12 spending from a year ago if this budget goes through as proposed. And given the way it was, the way it went through the committee so quickly and without any dissenting votes in committee, you would think that that's probably going to happen. This is still a $110 million increase, and you've got some large increases in the areas of teacher salaries, mm-hmm. Literacy intervention, working with at-risk readers. So there's some new spending in this proposal. There's no question about that.
So when you talk about teacher pay, so they did fund the final year of the career ladder. So talk to me a little bit about that. But then also literacy, because this is something, didn't Governor Little talk a bit about this in his State of the State address, his first State of the State address, about making education a priority, but also literacy?
He did very much. I mean, let's start with the teacher salaries, because there's a lot there. The career ladder, as we've talked about before, this is the five-year plan to try to boost teacher pay, especially teachers who are just beginning their careers in the classroom. Year five would cost an additional $49 million. So this, rounds out this five-year $250 million plan. That might not be the last word we get on teacher salaries, however, because Governor Little, one of his initiatives as well, is to go on top of what's already being funded in the career ladder and move beginning teacher salaries up to a minimum of $40,000. Right now, the minimum would come in at about $37,000 under the career ladder law. So he wants to go above that over the course of 2 years. That's not included in the budget yet, but that bill passed a House committee this morning, and the budget writers are kind of waiting to see if that bill, to create the $40,000 minimum teacher salary, if that separate bill makes its way through the legislature or part of the way through the legislature, then you'd have the budget committee come back in and put money into that program. So there may be a little bit more money going into teacher salary. It's confusing. It's wonky because you've got the budget bills and you've got a policy bill that's going along on a parallel track. But if you're a beginning teacher or if you're a teacher on the low end of the salary scale, there should be more money coming into the salary pool for next year, assuming that these budgets pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then literacy. Let's mm-hmm. talk about that, because there's been this whole push to get kids to grade level reading, especially by that third grade level.
This is a big push, and this is probably Governor Little's highest priority, certainly in education this year. It might be his highest priority, period, is to put more money into this literacy program. And I'm going to have a more detailed story about this on Thursday. So if you really want to get more of a sense of how we got to this point and what the governor is trying to do, go to IdahoEdNews.org Thursday, and I'll have more of a detailed look. But the bottom line, what you saw in the budget committee on Monday, the committee voted unanimously to double what the state is spending to get extra help for at-risk readers. This would take that budget from $13 million to just over $26 million. Again, assuming that this passes, and it's got to pass both houses to get to the governor's desk.
So Kevin, explain how all of this works, because there are, when we talk about the funding for this and this being approved by the budget committee, but there are seven budget bills that will now have to go to the House and the Senate, correct, and be voted on.
Right. So all seven bills now go to the House and the Senate, and would have to pass both houses before they go to Governor Little's desk. it's pretty uncommon for one of the houses to reject a budget bill. It happens. It happened a few years ago with the K-12 budget. It was voted down in the Senate. So it's not unprecedented. It's really uncommon. And for these budget bills to pass the budget committee unanimously, all seven bills passed unanimously, gives you a sense that that committee, the folks who really kind of dig into the budget, who really kind of wonk out on the numbers, they're on board with this framework. It would be a big surprise to see any of these bills voted down on the House floor or the Senate floor. That's not to say it's impossible. It's just really unlikely.
What about the school safety issue? Because that got no funding, correct?
Right. It was zeroed out. So Superintendent Ibarra unveiled this idea to put money into school safety, and she wanted to put the money in right away. She wanted the legislature, the budget committee, to free up money in this current year budget that goes through June 30th, find money in this year's budget and get it into the schools so they can, start to give schools grants to start dealing with school safety issues. That's a tough sell. And it turned out to be a really tough sell. The committee really didn't consider it. They didn't feel like they had the money. So that didn't go anywhere. And as a result, there is no money going into Superintendent Ibarra's school safety plan for this year. She says that she will continue the conversation and she'll continue the push, that this is an important issue for her and it's an important issue for parents. But no new spending on school safety this year.
I'm talking with Idaho Education News reporter Kevin Richert. We're talking about the budget proposal for K through 12 in Idaho. Kevin, another big issue, school funding formula. And you wrote, I think, a little bit about this morning. Could finally get a glimpse of this next week?
Well, yeah. What we might see next week is the draft version of the bill actually become a bill that is introduced in a committee. So, to bring listeners back up to date, on January 31st, legislators released a draft version of this bill to rewrite and overhaul the school funding formula, to overhaul the way we distribute all of these dollars, this $1.9 billion that we're talking about for next year, for example. That bill has never really been introduced in a committee per se. You've not had a formal hearing. It's not a bill. It doesn't have a bill number. It doesn't have a hearing date set. And it is still a work in progress. You've got legislators and education groups, representatives of the education groups, representatives from the governor's office, State Board of Education, Ashari Ibarra's staff, all working behind the scenes on the bill and trying to fine-tune the language. We hear now that it's longer, and I would assume probably a little bit more complicated than it already is. The goal now is to maybe introduce this bill in a committee sometime next week. So that puts you back into the final week of February. This session could well be starting to wrap up by the third or fourth week of March. So really, there's a whole lot of time for this bill to make its way through both houses and get to the governor's desk. It's a very complicated topic. Mm-hmm. It's a controversial topic. It would not surprise me at all, and I think I've said this before, but I think I say it even more now as I've watched things unfold the past couple of weeks. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see that after all of this discussion, this doesn't happen this year. Mm-hmm. And, this may be an issue that comes back in 2020. That wouldn't surprise me. I don't know that for a fact. It's a little bit of conjecture, but really, as we head into the final few weeks of the session, there isn't a whole lot of time to digest and process a bill of this magnitude.
And we've talked about this on the show before. It has been, 20 or 25 years since they have redone any type of funding formula?
It's 25 years. In 1994 was the last time that they did it, and for good reason. I mean, this is a tough thing to do. And you've had legislators studying this issue for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And it's tough because there are so many parts to the funding formula. There are so many places where money goes right now. And what do you do with those? Do you streamline the funding formula? And do you get rid of some of these kind of dedicated funds for literacy, for example, or for teacher salaries, for another example. Do you just put all of the money into a pot of in one big pot and let school leaders spend the money as they see fit, or do you make sure that you're putting money into certain areas? That's
so, Kevin,
all really complicated. It's all really, really difficult to pull off.
What's the buzz from legislators when it comes to the funding formula? And what I mean by that is there buzz amongst them that this needs to be changed, or are we, you know, is it same old, same old?
I think you've got some legislators, especially the ones who've been studying this for the past 3 years, they're true believers. They really think that the formula that we have right now is outdated.
Mm.
And they've got good reason to say that, because think about 1994, anything in 1994,
right,
compared to anything in 2019, especially education. How much has changed in
Well, let's just talk about the number of schools we have versus 1994.
More schools. We didn't have a single charter school in the state 25 years ago. That's changed the education landscape and the funding landscape. You didn't really have technology in the classroom nearly to the extent that you have now. So, yeah. You have rising insurance costs. That's another factor that's changed. You have, you know, a lot more of an emphasis on mobile learning, you know, allowing students to take, you know, a college level class or maybe take an online class. So you've got, so much has changed in education in 25 years, and the formula has really sort of tried to, you know, reverse engineer some of that into,
right,
into the equation.
And
so,
right.
And the legislators who study this have said, hey, the sooner the better as far as getting something more modern in place.
But the issue is that because it's so late within the legislative session, this may be something that is taken up next session.
Lawmakers have always been kind of averse to taking on a controversial, sensitive, a complicated issue in one swallow. And, you know, I think the more complicated an issue, the more legislators are apt to be skeptical, to want to do some due diligence, to want to take some time. That's just kind of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the longer this takes to take on bill form and get started in the hearing process, the longer it takes, the less likely it is to pass.
I want to thank you for talking with us today. Kevin Richard, he is with Idaho Education News at the State House today. Kevin, thanks for the conversation.
All right, anytime.